I seen, you know, the day or two after the game, there's no doubt everybody is going through a difficult period. You know, we never nice to lose, but, you know, probably more so. We're very disappointed with how we played, you know. Obviously, Tyrone, we felt, played very well, but we didn't play anywhere close to standard that we believe we're capable of, or we did it, you know, for large periods of the league in a competitive Division 1. So we're disappointed from that point of view, but, you know, as the day has passed, you have to get your head around it and you have to understand why it happened, and you've got to get back to the training ground and working hard.
Yeah. Have you figured out why that happened? Because in the minutes after the game, obviously you were trying to pinpoint where it went wrong. What did go wrong that day, Rory?
Look, we just didn't bring the levels of intensity and energy where it would have been one of the standing features of it, you know, that we would normally associate with the way we play against the top teams. And we felt that, you know, Tyrone kind of would give them too much space when they had the ball. You know, at no stage were we overly comfortable with the way we were defending, and that's something we've got to take on the chin and try to improve on now going into the Longford game.
Yeah, I know as well, speaking before the match, that we agreed this would be an indicator as to where this new look Donegal team actually is. Is that the way it worked out, or are we still where we were before that, and maybe we haven't seen actually where Donegal have levelled out yet in 2017?
Look, I think you know, we as a group and, you know, as a, you know, between the players and management team would have always been very clear of where we're at. You know, we feel we're a much better team than we showed against Tyrone. Absolutely, I think, you know, that was the 8th Division 1 team we played. And, you know, with the exception of the Kerry game, every other game we'd been very competitive, and we'd won our fair share of them. So we did. We'd feel we're much better than we showed the last day, but at the same time, we're well aware we're not at the finished article. So, you know, it's up to other people, I suppose, really, where they determine us to be at the minute. Right now, the most important thing to us is to be better than Longford on Saturday, and that's the challenge now.
Yep. Are we putting maybe too much expectation on this young team, Rory?
Well, we can't... you know, legislate for what expectation people put on. I think some people get very carried away. You know, we had 7 or 8 under-21s playing the last day against Tyrone. Tyrone had won under-21. Our under-21s drew after extra time up in Oma. Indeed, Tyrone had an opportunity to win the game in the last minute of normal time. And that's the age profile of the team. We feel we've a lot of very good young players. We feel we've done an awful lot right throughout the National League. We're disappointed in the display of the last day. We're going to park that and move on. And we have high expectancy of ourselves, and we fell below that standard, and that's all that really matters to us.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a big learning curve for everyone, and including these young players.
Absolutely. You know, it wasn't a nice position for anybody to be in. You know, having a game over very early in the second half against, you know, big rivals of ourselves, but that's the reality. But we have to take that on the chin. We have to understand why it happened, and we have to make sure we learn the lessons from it, and that's been the big thing since that.
Well, let's look now what is next up for Donegal. Longford, a county which pulled off a shock last year and beating Monaghan at the same time in the competition. What do you know about Longford, Rory, and what are they going to present to you this weekend?
To be fair to Longford, you know, of the teams that have spent large portions of the last 10 to 12 years in the lower divisions, as in Division 3 or 4, they're the standout county that has been able to, you know, upset the odds. You know, they've had a lot of days in the sun against bigger teams. They've won... Obviously, Monaghan, they beat Derry. They've had big days out against Kerry. They beat Down in the qualifiers last year. We know the battle we had against Monaghan, and the week after, Longford turned them over as well. So they're a team that naturally fits the qualifiers. They haven't had much success getting to the Leinster finals, and every year they've kind of embraced the qualifiers. So they're going to come with a nothing to lose attitude, and we expect, you know, a very tough challenge.
Yeah, does that make them maybe more dangerous than people are talking about, Longford, because they've been in this situation before?
Oh, I think absolutely. You know, I think they've made it quite clear that the qualifiers are something to enjoy. But, you know, we've got to focus on ourselves. We've got to focus on our own display. The display we give the last day would not be good enough. We're all aware of that. And the big thing for us now going into Saturday is to make sure we hit the right level of performance. I'm confident if we do that, we'd have enough to beat Longford.
Yeah, we touched on it earlier that it was a big learning curve, the Tyrone defeat. And I suppose we're going into the situation in the qualifiers now. It wasn't a route that you guys wanted to take. But is it the best place now maybe for some of the younger members of the squad to be and develop even more?
Well, I know for sure it's the only place. You know, we don't have the Ulster final to prepare for. We'd have very much liked to have done that. We're not in it now. So, you know, that's a test of character, a test of attitude from everybody. You know, it is a young team. You know, the qualifiers is a route, you know, that it's the route forced upon them. They haven't been used to getting Ulster finals. The experienced lads have. So it's a new beginning for them. We're looking forward to Longford. If we win that, we'd have a game the following week. But right now, the focus on Longford. And I feel that the qualifiers, you know, it's been a huge benefit to a lot of teams. Whether we're a team that can take that opportunity this year depends on the performance we give on Saturday.
Yep. The qualifiers can suit some teams and not others, and I know you're focusing on the task at hand, but Tyrone have had good times in the qualifiers in recent years. Mayo are another county which has had a good time in the qualifiers. If you're to reach where they got to, Rory, for the month of July, you're going to have to be playing four out of the 5 weekends. Is that maybe a too tall an order of times and teams?
No, I don't feel it's a tall order whatsoever. I think teams before us have done it, so we very much enjoyed the nature of the National League, which game on game, and you swiftly move on. I think we've got a very fit, very athletic squad with a very good age profile that I don't see tiredness or one thing or another, but you know, been an issue. So look, if we get over Saturday, we'll be very much looking forward to a game the following Saturday.
Yep. Speaking of the players, do you have any injury concerns there at the moment, Rory, or how has the squad been since that defeat in the Ulster campaign?
No injuries. You know, we are back. You know, we had said all year, one way or another, we'd be training the Monday night after you know, all the games, you know, and whether that's in the front door or the back door, we were back at it on the Monday night, and thankfully, yeah, you've always got a few knocks, but we have nothing majorly. We were with everybody back in training then within a couple of days, and you know, we have a full health, you know, going into Saturday.
Yeah, just finally, it's a home tie as well, and Ballybuffet, you don't get too many opportunities to play matches there. It's a qualifier. If the Donegal support was out and a big result was to happen in Donegal's favour at the weekend, it would be very much back on a positive track again then, Roy?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, when things don't go away in Ulster, it's a test of character, and it's a test now for us as a group, you know, to move on. We're delighted to be playing in Ballybuffet. We have a very good record there. The boys love it, you know, and we're looking forward to the game. You know, the Ulster's over. We've got to park that now and move on. We want to be playing football into the summer. That was always the ambition for ourselves. And in order to do that, we have to produce on Saturday night.
Okay then, Rory, thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck this weekend against Longford.
Cheers, Archie.